Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of WRP TV. I'm Gary Reid, your host, and I'm joined today by Lucy McNeil, who's PPC Director here at We Are Polymer. And what we're going to do this week is take you through sort of a screencast on how to set up enhanced conversions in Google Ads and Shopify. And maybe, Lucy, you can just tell us, why would you want to set up enhanced conversions?
Sure, yeah. So I'm sure it's kind of something everyone's been hearing about a lot in the kind of past year or so. But now that kind of consent mode is all in place and people are kind of, you know, looking for ways to be able to get more data essentially into their Google Ads accounts to be able to use within their kind of smart bidding and for like general reporting as well. It's kind of becoming, ever more kind of essential to get enhanced conversions set up and just make sure that kind of more accurate attribution is kind of in place now that we're kind of losing out to the kind of cookie-less world that is becoming within kind of digital marketing. So this is a fairly straightforward and should be hopefully painless way of kind of implementing them through Google Ads and Shopify for those it's relevant for.
Yeah, and I see you're logged into Google Ads here. So I guess that's where we start the journey, setting up a conversion in Google Ads.
We do indeed. So I guess if you've got an existing Google Ads purchase event, you can just use that within the kind of secondary step, which will be within Shopify. But if you're kind of starting out fresh and you only have kind of GA4 goals, for instance, pulling into your AdWords account, you will have to go in and set up a Google Ads conversion goal before you can do the rest of the steps. So I'll just show kind of that initial step and then the kind of tracking that goes into Shopify as well. So firstly, you just want to set up a new conversion goal. Make sure you select the website. You will have to add in your website domain just so Google can kind of scan it and make sure the relevant tracking is in place. So just kind of copy and paste in your domain and hit the scan button. And then you can scroll right down to the section where it says create conversion actions manually. And then just go ahead and select add a conversion action. This video is kind of concentrating on purchase conversions. So you want to select the purchase as the goal or action. You can also, if you're kind of setting it up as a bit of a test, just select it as a secondary action so that your bid strategies and the kind of account isn't going to start optimizing towards it. So initially, that would be kind of recommended to do for the new conversion goal. And then you want to just go ahead and give it a name that's going to be identifiable so that you know kind of when it was set up and what it's tracking. And then, in terms of the value section, you want to select this use different values, and that will be able to be pulled in from the Shopify code that will be added on that end, but just set your kind of default value to a pound or whatever kind of currency is obviously relevant for your account. Make sure it's counting kind of every conversion, and you can amend your kind of conversion windows if needed, but these will be generally fairly kind of set up. You might want to increase the click through to 90 days just to give it as much time as possible. 30 days also works. And then you go ahead and click done. And then you can save and continue that one. And you'll come to the instructions page. And this is where you just want to click on the See Event Snippet button. And you'll be able to see your conversion event details. So definitely just copy and paste this section into like a Word document or somewhere where you'll be able to like access that when you come to your kind of Shopify setup. But once you've kind of copied that, you can go close. And that's where you then want to move into the Shopify setup to get that kind of tracking all set up in the back end. So if we shuffle over to there, firstly, it is important just to double check that you've got the actual Google tag on your checkout page, because without that, it obviously won't be able to then work at all. So,
and we're not going into that, because that's a whole different that's a day long video probably, yeah. just to work out how to get the GTM onto your checkout page. Exactly. But we'll assume you've got that already.
It's worth double checking in this checkout section, but just make sure that like overall Google tag is implemented there. And if not, you will be able to find it within your Google Ads account as well, and just paste it into the checkout additional script section. For the next step, you then want to go to customer events, and you'll be able to see any that are existing. And then if you click on this add custom pixel, again, you want to just add it as a name that is easily recognizable, and then click add pixel. You'll then come to this page, which is where you want to add in your code, which will also contain the kind of enhanced conversion information as well. Will be one that kind of needs to be copied and pasted. We can kind of share what the template looks like, and then it can be used essentially across all of the different accounts you have. So it's very easy to kind of replicate across any accounts. This is essentially what it looks like. So you'll first have your kind of basic Google tag, which can be copied and pasted. Just make sure, obviously, that your AdWords IDs are matching to that which is shown within the snippet that you copied and pasted originally. So you just want to make sure that aligns to your AdWords ID. And then further down, you want to make sure this aligns to your AdWords ID plus your conversion ID. So just check those two sections against your snippet that you copied. And once you're happy with that, you hit save, and then you'll be able to hit connect, and that will then implement it on your website, so that you'll then have enhanced conversions kind of set up, and you should see that start pulling through within AdWords once obviously someone comes through to your site and makes a conversion. You can obviously do a test conversion to make sure that it's pulling through, and you should start to see that kind of start filling out within your AdWords account. The other thing, you can then just jump back and hit done within AdWords, and that will set up. If you want to check the kind of enhanced conversion side, it should show within this diagnostics tab. You'll get a section for enhanced conversions, and it will show you if there are any errors or if everything's complete, and which tag it's relating to within your conversion goals, so you can kind of drill down there and make sure everything's looking fine for those.
Perfect.
Just to flag on that though, it might take kind of up to 72 hours for a new tag to start showing, right. So don't panic if you know, you set something up and it's not pulling through immediately. Just give it a bit of time and then recheck in the diagnostics.
Yeah. And that code that you pasted in Shopify, that is more than just the code that you copied out of Enhanced Conversions. Yeah.
Yeah. So it essentially contains the, have I still got it up? Yeah, the original kind of Google Ads tag that gets implemented.
Right.
And then it also contains what's needed for enhanced conversions. So you'll notice what's a bit different versus that snippet that gets copied from
yes.
AdWords is these additional kind of data sections. So you see it's asking for an email and a phone number to match to the kind of user data layer that will be within the site. So those are the kind of additional sections that are added when it comes to enhanced conversions that will then need to be matched.
Understand.
When someone does go through and convert.
Fantastic. Thanks for that. I think it's really useful. In actual fact, it's probably much easier than people suspect, especially if you're on Shopify, because it's all pretty simple. You can do everything without getting your developers involved on that. But yeah, thanks, Lucy. That's all from us this week. If you do need any help with PPC, paid social, or Amazon, get in touch. Our email address is hello@wrp.team, and we will see you next week. Thanks for watching.
Thanks.